Residents in northern Kentucky and southern Indiana are cleaning up after a tornado tore through the region early Sunday. The storm claimed the lives of more than 20 people, most of them residents of a mobile home park in Evansville, Indiana. Rescuers retrieved one body today from a nearby pond. Evansville Mayor Jonathan Weinzapfel says search and rescue efforts are still underway there.
There are hundreds of people that live in this trailer home park. As you can imagine, some people may be out of state, some people were staying with relatives, other people were able to get out in time, and so it's been a real difficult job trying to identify or account for all the people that are known to live in that trailer park. In talking to the county coroner, we surmise that there are probably about 5 or 6 people left unaccounted for. Now, they may be out of state or unfortunately, they may have perished in the tornado, and we have yet to discover them.
Mayor, I understand you were out at that mobile home park just before this conversation, right before you came in to talk to us. Can you describe for us what you saw?
Well, it's nothing like I've ever seen before in my life. Just complete devastation of looking at basically about a 500-yard swath that this tornado took right through a trailer park. Some of the first responders who I had a chance to talk to on the scene yesterday described this as similar to what they encountered in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Now, obviously, it wasn't as extensive, but it's that same intensity of damage that they saw down there.
Tornadoes happen every year in Indiana, but and when they do, they often strike with little warning. This one struck in the wee hours of the morning.
Right.
So I guess there wasn't much time to get the word out.
Well, the warning sirens went off about 1:49 a.m. and again 10 minutes later at 1:59 a.m. and then the tornado struck the trailer park about 2:01 in the morning. So the sirens went off, but as you can imagine, at 2 o'clock in the morning, people are sound asleep. There's a storm that's raging outside, so the sirens are competing with the noise from the wind, the thunder, lightning, the rain.
And from where you were in the county, could you hear them?
Well, I did not hear them over the storm, no.
So it's possible that people there in the mobile home didn't hear them either.
Yeah, I would suspect that was the case.
The city and the county at one point considered plans for a telephone warning system. I gather those plans were scrapped because of budget concerns. Might the county reconsider this now?
Well, we'll have an opportunity to review once we conclude our search and rescue efforts and our efforts in cleaning up this facility, this area. And obviously one of the things we'll do is we'll take a step back and review how the public safety agencies all performed and how well they were coordinated. What things can we do to try to ensure that this doesn't happen again? One thing just that I've had a chance to talk to our building commissioner about is how strong are the tethers required to be to fasten the trailer homes to the concrete slabs upon which they reside. We've talked about maybe there are some things that Florida has incorporated, some new rules that they've put in place that would require stronger tethers to make sure that the trailer homes, if struck with high winds, just aren't thrown hundreds of yards through the air. So there are a lot of things that we need to do in review of how we performed and how we can do a better job of saving lives should this type of natural disaster occur again.
Mayor Weinzapfel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jonathan Weinzapfel is the mayor of Evansville, Indiana.